Welcome to Dr. Judy Morgan's Naturally Healthy Pets, where world-renowned author, speaker, and holistic veterinarian Dr. Judy Morgan answers your questions and offers healthy options for raising your pets in a more holistic manner. Not sure which vaccinations should be given or how often? Not sure what to use for flea, tick, and heartworm prevention? Join Dr. Judy now as she interviews the top experts and showcases the latest products that will help your pets stay naturally healthy.
Hello and welcome to Dr. Judy Morgan's Naturally Healthy Pets. I'm Dr. Judy, your host. You're listening to a Dream Vision 7 Radio Network broadcast, and you can hear it every Monday and Tuesday at 7 a.m. and 7 p.m. Eastern at dreamvision7radio.com. Today, I'm excited to have a guest that is fairly new to my circle of friends. We've been communicating online for, probably a good couple of years, but finally got to meet in person at the AFCO meeting out in Seattle this past August, and it was exciting for me. And I know she was excited to be there. She came to visit with Susan Thixton and the folks from Answers and the folks from Keto Pet, and you know, all of us who were there trying to represent the consumers at the AFCO meeting, which is always a lot of fun because we get lots of flack from those guys. But my guest is fairly new to raw feeding, and she has embraced this to the point where she's an expert at raw feeding at this point. I can definitely say that. And she's even written a book for people who are interested in becoming raw feeders but have no idea where to start. And I've actually looked on Amazon, and the book is doing pretty darn well. So my guest today is Kimberly Gauthier. And it doesn't spell anything like that. Thank goodness she told me how to pronounce the name. Kimberly, welcome aboard.
Thank you so much. You did well.
Well, you gave me phonetics, and you know I need phonetics. Otherwise, you know, we're in trouble. So, give us a little backstory. How many dogs do you have?
Four.
Four dogs and one cat?
One cat.
And one kitty. Yeah, there's always that kitty thrown in there. You know, when you're animal people, you just kind of have a little of this and a little of that. And so I'm pretty sure the backstory is that one of your dogs had a problem or was sick. So give us a little bit of how did you get started in feeding raw food? Why did you suddenly say, hey, I need to feed raw food to my dogs? You know, there always has to be some sort of revelation. It's not like we wake up, you know, knowing that we should be feeding raw to the dogs. What happened in your case?
That's exactly it. Rodrigo, who is the poster dog of my blog, I say, and he had just a laundry list of health issues and, you know, diarrhea, itching, itchy paws, chronic ear infections, skin rashes, yeasty skin. I mean, it was just one thing after the other after the other. And it's funny because today, you know, it's been 4.5 years since I started feeding raw, and I know so much today, and I laugh at the fact that, you know, I was with a traditional old school vet at the time, and he was treating all of these symptoms as if it was, you know, a virus. He was just throwing antibiotics at every single thing, and it's like, you can't treat, you know, a protein intolerance with antibiotics, which is what he was basically doing. And as a result, because it was round after round, Rodrigo's gut was getting worse and worse, which meant his immune system was getting worse and worse. And, you know, now, today, I understand that why, you know, a week or two after he went off of antibiotics, he was worse than ever before. And
exactly.
One day, I finally just had it, and I was not going to take him back. I was not going to put him back on antibiotics. I was a blogger at the time, so I was starting to hear about raw feeding and hear about, you know, what antibiotics can do to the gut, but I didn't understand the connection between the gut and the immune system. I didn't really understand all of the benefits of raw feeding. I just knew that some people were saying that it helped their dog. And
now, at that time, were you blogging about dogs?
Yeah.
And pets?
I was writing because I had two litter mates. And so many people were so angry about the fact that I have litter mates. And I was sort of like, no, it's fine, you know. And, you know, what about litter mate syndrome? And so I decided to write a blog to show people if you train your dogs, you should be fine. And this is what I'm doing. And so that's all my blog was about, was training my dogs. And I would do, you know, little blogging campaigns here and there for food or treats and stuff. But it was just mostly a hobby for me, and it slowly morphed into writing more and more about dog nutrition until finally a reader emailed me privately and said, you know, you keep writing about all these dog foods, but didn't you mention once that you feed raw? Can you write more about that? And that's when I actually started writing about raw feeding exclusively.
Now, you have a degree in business administration. So
yeah.
Did you graduate from college going, hey, I think I'll be a blogger about my dogs? Or was there a different dream at one point?
That was actually what's so funny about that is when I graduated high school and went to college, I wanted to be a fashion merchandiser. Had no idea what it was, but it just sounded fancy and cool to me. I loved clothes. Or I wanted to be a journalist and a photographer. And my mom put the kibosh on both of those dreams and said, you will become an accountant because you want to have a job that you will always have. And so today I'm an accountant and the day. And I love it. It's right up my alley. But everything that I learned in business school and in my career as an accountant prepared me for the business side of blogging. So I still ended up being, you know, quote unquote, a journalist and a photographer.
Yeah,
so
absolutely.
I take pictures with my camera phone, and I can, you know, I can create a mean P&L if you need me to.
All right. Well, I might have to hire you. I did not know that about you, so I have learned something. You were hiding that part. So
yeah.
That's very cool. So has your blog always been called Keep the Tail Wagging?
It has.
Okay.
So you
have these two littermates, and so now we know you're an accountant, you like fashion, you like photography, you like journalism. So how did you get into I'm going to write about training dogs?
My boyfriend, it was an argument we had one night where I walked into a room and one of those ASPCA commercials was on, and it was in the holidays. It was November, December. And I was just like, oh my gosh, I'm so sick of these commercials. They make me so sad. Why don't they ever show the happy stories? Look at our litter maids. You know, because our dogs came from an animal hoarding, and their mother was pregnant when she was rescued, and then they came, and I was just like, that's a wonderful happy story. Why don't they show us these? And my boyfriend, who was tired of me making this complaint all day, every day, finally said, why don't you just go blog about it? And I was like, fine, maybe I will. And I marched into the next room and started Keep the Tail Wagging.
You know, sometimes you just need that challenge that you just go, fine, I can do that. Okay, so let's go back to Rodrigo. So Rodrigo, you know, he's spending his life getting his guts trashed and being on antibiotics and steroids and antihistamines and whatever else to treat his chronically reoccurring. And, you know, it's an interesting point that you made, that every time you give those drugs, you actually make the problem worse. So as soon as you stop, it's the never-ending cycle. It just repeats. It's like the rinse and repeat. And, you know, your veterinarian gets to be, you know, on a first-name basis with you because you're there every 2 weeks picking up more drugs for the problem. And the problem never goes away. Like, they sort of seem better while they're on the drugs, but they're never cured. We're basically treating the symptoms and not the underlying cause.
Exactly.
So you decided that. You were going to go to raw feeding. So how did you get started with that? Did you just go to the pet store and go, hey, what do you got in raw food?
No, I knew for a fact, because at the time, and it's crazy that, you know, in the past 4.5 years, so much has changed.
Yeah.
So 4.5 years ago, there were no freezers in the pet stores. And I was getting recipes from strangers in Facebook groups. And, of course, at the time, I didn't know that feeding a dog brand new to raw feeding, a recipe with 5 different proteins in it, and, you know, and all these different things, wasn't a great idea. I didn't know what I was doing. My dogs had explosive diarrhea after their first meal. I was overwhelmed. People were sending me to websites to order food. It was super expensive because it's frozen and the shipping was expensive.
Yep.
But I knew I needed to make a change. Kibble was just not the answer. And somehow I stumbled across Darwin's Pet, which is a local company here that provides raw. And I'm just like, how could I have not known about this company? And so I still remember.
Well, they were pretty new at that point. They were very new.
Yeah, I didn't know. And I called them on the phone and told them what was happening. They worked within my budget, and they got me started. And within 2 weeks, I saw, you know, Rodrigo was a completely different dog. It was just like, wow. It was amazing. And
so the skin problems were going away. The itching was decreasing.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah. The only thing that stuck around was his gut, it's one of those things where I always tell people that there isn't a formal training in learning how to feed your dog unless you're lucky enough to be working with a veterinarian that can help you. But most of us are learning this on the fly, and I did not know about digestive supplements. I did not know about probiotics and prebiotics. I just knew that, you know, I had this dog, and every now and then he would have a gut flare-up. And it took me a few years to get that under control, but I did, and he's been just it's amazing seeing him today. I mean, he had joint issues. He was like limping all the time, and you know, the inflammation is, he's never limped again, and just so many all the medications that the vet had him on, and he was still a puppy. He was like even 2 years old.
Wow.
It's just astounding.
You know, and you just made another good point. So it took you a few years to mm-hmm. get his gut completely healed, to repair the immune system, and undo all the damage that occurred over that first 2 years of his life. And I think that is something that people really need to understand, that this is not a quick fix. Like, you can't take a dog that's a disaster, and has been fed the wrong thing and has all kinds of inflammation, and you know, you're 7, 8, 9 years in with just chronic issues. It's not going to be fixed the instant. You will see big changes in the first few weeks, but it's not going to fix everything. It takes a long time to mm-hmm. undo and unwind all that stuff that you've been winding up for years. So, all right, so you have 4 dogs, and they're all raw fed at this point, correct?
Correct.
And are you making most of your own food? Are you using, food from companies, or it's kind of a combination? How do you do it? I've seen pictures of your freezers. Your freezers are amazing. I took a picture of my freezer and put it next to yours. I was like, oh man, I got to step up my game.
I know. That's the accountant in me.
It's very organized.
Yeah, I do a little bit of both, because I belong to a local raw food co-op that was actually, once we became a 4-dog household, I couldn't do full-time pre-made raw. I couldn't afford it. And so I didn't know what to do. I was just basically like, we're going to have to go back to kibble. I don't know what to do. I was freaking out. And I reached out to a local raw feeder who had a class. I just remember seeing that she had a class at a local community college a few months earlier. And I tracked her down, and we went to coffee. And she told me about our co-op. She's like, you don't belong to the co-op? And I was like, what?
What co-op?
I joined the co-op, and I have a really good friend on the East Coast, and we sort of have been learning raw together, and she has a dog that has similar issues as Rodrigo, so I got home and called her and was like, there are co-ops, there are raw food co-ops, and she's like, what? And so she found one in her area.
Awesome. Like,
yeah, it cut my budget in half, and we basically are able to buy in bulk as a community. And so we buy
and so
from local
where
farmers.
Where does the co-op buy from? Because I've never looked for a co-op in my area. I probably should. So where does the co-op buy from? Are they going directly to the farms, to meatpacking plants, or where are they going?
They're doing everything.
Everything. So okay.
Have,
so all the above.
Suppliers, restaurant suppliers, local farms. Farm. We actually get our venison from a farm in New Zealand. But we get venison. We have elk. We have emu, we have alpaca. I mean, you name it, we can get it.
Wow.
And they send someone out to check out the locations if they can't themselves, to make sure that they're humane, the animals are raised as they say they're being raised. And I can pretty much, which was important to me because in the beginning, Rodrigo had so many protein allergies. As his gut got healthier, he was able to stomach a little bit more, but there's still a few proteins that are completely off the list. So it was important for me to have that variety, and I am so lucky to live where we live because I have no worries. I have a set standing order. The accountant in me has spreadsheets where I have all my orders of when I'm going to order things, and I have a couple cases of tripe coming next month. Yep. I'm picking up duck tonight.
You're so much better than me. So I'm the person, like, I opened my freezer on Sunday and counted how many bags of food I have for mine that are on the, you know, the homemade rabbit grind. And I went, oh, I have enough to go until Wednesday morning. Oh, crap. And I'm leaving town on Friday. So so I basically, you know, ran to the computer, placed an 80-pound order, which is going to arrive on Wednesday morning. And then Wednesday afternoon, I have to grind all this partially frozen food so that I have dinner. I need that accountant. Can you send me a spreadsheet?
I know that was me in the beginning, but eventually I got everything together, and it's like, it's funny because it's sort of like my pride and my shame because it's yeah. Like, you know, well, in the Facebook group for the co-op, people will mention things and I'm just sort of like, you don't have a spreadsheet? You haven't set up reminders on your calendar? And it's like, oh, that's just me who's like completely obsessed with their dogs and I'm planning things out for the next 3 months and my budget and everything. Yeah.
Yeah, but that's a better way to do it. You know, I've got 8 dogs and 4 cats and I'm kind of like, well, you know, fly by the seat of my, oh crap, there's nothing in the freezer. But you know, I also have these, you know, things in my hip pocket. I'm like, all right, so, oh crap, we ran out of food. Oh good, let's have sardines and eggs. Here we go, kids. You're having sardines, eggs, and pumpkin for dinner, you know. So there's always got to be a little like, oh, you know, what am I going to do? And you know, worst comes to worst, I run to the grocery store and get something. Now, do you have are you grinding your own meat as well?
I do whole and ground. That's
you have big dogs.
Actually.
You have big dogs. They can chew.
I was doing almost 100% ground where they would get the duck necks. But this year I ordered duck frames for the first time. And when I opened them to get ready to grind them, I was just like, I just can't be bothered. So I handed it. They were like looking at me like, what do you have there? So I was like, okay, well, here you go. And they were in heaven. And after that, I just started, you know, I have like a really nice grinder. And I sort of use it because it's like, well, I paid for it. So I'm going to grind something.
Hey, I just got my big grinder a few weeks ago, so I'm in heaven. I think this is the coolest thing. But I also, you know, all my dogs are seniors, and they're small, and half of them have no teeth or very few teeth. So, you know, handing them a duck frame, they would probably look at me and go, well, what am I supposed to do with that? You know, so a little bit different when you have the smaller dogs, and, you know, certainly cost-wise, when you're feeding smaller dogs, buying something that's already prepared is a lot easier. And I do think for people who are just starting with feeding raw food, using something, and I did this myself, but using something that's already prepared, it's balanced, you know the quality, you know what you're getting. It just makes it really easy to kind of slide your pets into it. And then as you start to feel more comfortable and you start looking at the food and you go, I could do that. I could grind that.
Yeah. And that's basically what I did.
Yeah.
And then I started emailing you to say, hey, what do I do about this?
Yeah, right. So that was my next question. So, you know, how did you, I mean, obviously some Facebook groups and, you know, but, you know, I do know you've been kicked out of Facebook groups.
many times.
Yeah. So, you know, some of the raw feeding Facebook groups are a little bit crazy, like a little over the top. I've left a bunch of them too, because some of the people, I mean, there's a bunch of different ways you can feed raw. You can do prey model. You can, you know, some people love to add their fruits and veggies. Some people say don't ever give a fruit or veggie. So, you know, there are different schools of thought about how to do things. Some people say stick with one protein. Some people say use multiple proteins, you know, rotate things around. And so it can be difficult because some people get a little too fanatical and opinionated, bossy. I don't even know how to say it, but they literally will just shoot you down if you say something that doesn't agree with their thinking.
Yeah.
So, you know, I think for people who want to learn about it, you know, there are good resources out there. There are social media groups, you know, there's Facebook and Twitter, and, you know, there's lots of good social media sites. And then, you know, if you're in an area where there are raw food co-ops, certainly the people who are part of that co-op are going to be, you know, like you, are going to be, you know, very good at teaching other people how to do this. But where did you get most of your information at the beginning when you were just, you know, so you called Darwin's and obviously they had a complete product to offer, but where else were you finding information?
You know, I was reading books. I was following you and Dr. Becker and Susan Fixton, and, you know, and basically asking as many questions as I could, you know, trying not to let my ego get in the way, because, you know, you're in these raw feeding groups, you want to ask questions, you're sort of nervous because you don't know what each group's hot buttons are.
Right, exactly.
And, you know, because as I found, I would go and read the guidelines and make sure, it's like, should I, you know, some groups don't want you talking about anything but prey model. Some groups, you know, don't want you mentioning tripe. And, you know, and it's just sort of like trying to understand everyone's hot buttons so that I can get information. But even that was really challenging. But ultimately what I did was I found a friend. And Tina and I met probably 4 years ago when I first started feeding raw. She found me through my blog because I was just basically writing blog posts of, well, I guess I'm going to give this a shot and we're going to see how it goes. And she was just like, oh, well, I'm giving this a shot too, and this is what my deal is. And we took it offline and started emailing, and then we became friends on Facebook and eventually just started getting on the phone with each other, you know, and asking questions and sharing what we were learning and resources and building from there. And you know, like I said earlier, it's like there's no formal way to learn this. You just really have to make a committed effort to not allow people to push you or your questions away, and find those resources and those groups where you can get your questions, you know, answered.
Yeah, it's and I like the phone a friend. I think that's a really good option. All right, we need to take a break for our sponsors. We'll be right back. You're listening to Dr. Judy Morgan's Naturally Healthy Pets on DreamVision7Radio.com.
Interested in learning more? Visit Dr. Morgan's website at www.drjudymorgan.com, where you'll find detailed information about her blogs, a schedule of her upcoming speaking engagements, free information about integrative and holistic medicine, as well as an interactive forum where anyone can ask Dr. Morgan a question completely for free. Visit her website today to join the mailing list, where you'll find exclusive information and promotions only available to those select subscribers. Dr. Morgan is an accomplished author, having published several books about veterinary medicine and home cooking for your pets. You can find From Needles to Natural, detailing her journey from practicing traditional medicine to understanding the healing power of holistic practices today, on Amazon Prime, as well as What's for Dinner, Dexter, and Canine Kitchen Capers, which are two great recipe books that you'll find both delicious and entertaining. When it comes to our pets' health, you can never be too careful. We invest significant time in ensuring that they have long and happy lives, but it's important to invest the same dedication into our own longevity. The key active ingredient in Dr. Morgan's wellness formula, Pure New Zealand Deer Antler Velvet, is now available as a standalone human-grade product. Life Deer Antler Velvet is a whole food supplement rich in calcium and collagen to support healthy joints and strong bones. Our products prioritize purity, ethical harvesting, and quality sourcing above all else. Visit DAVLife.com to learn more and order your first bottle today.
Tune in to world-renowned author, speaker, and holistic veterinarian Dr. Judy Morgan, and now radio host of Dr. Judy Morgan's Naturally Healthy Pets on syndicated Dream Vision 7 radio network every Monday and Tuesday, 7 a.m. and 7 p.m. Eastern Time. Not sure which vaccinations should be given or how often? Not sure which food is best for your individual pet? Find out the answers to your questions in this weekly show, where Dr. Judy interviews top experts and showcases the latest products that will help your pets stay naturally healthy.
Does your dog have bad breath? Tired of spending money on expensive dental procedures? Try out Dr. Morgan's Dental Drops today and save money while maintaining your pet's oral health. With New Zealand Deer Antler Velvet as the primary ingredient, Dr. Morgan's Dental Drops are effective for treating stomatitis, gingivitis, and ulcers. You can purchase Dr. Morgan's Dental Drops directly from Amazon Prime or from her website, www.drjudymorgan.com. Dr. Morgan's wellness formula for dogs and cats provides multiple health benefits in one product. Made with all natural ingredients sourced from New Zealand, this supplement can be used routinely to maintain overall physical and mental well-being. This product is particularly beneficial for the maintenance of joint health, nerve and brain function, skin and coat health, immune function, gut health, and liver health. Find Dr. Morgan's wellness supplement today on Amazon Prime or at her website, drjudymorgan.com.
Woo!
Welcome back. You're listening to Dr. Judy Morgan's Naturally Healthy Pets on DreamVision7Radio.com. You can hear my show every Monday and Tuesday at 7 a.m. and 7 p.m. Eastern. So today my guest is Kimberly Gauthier, and her blog is Keep the Tail Wagging. And it's really awesome. I have been lucky enough to contribute to Kimberly's blog quite a few times, and I enjoy reading her blog because she actually has well-researched, really good information for people who are interested in learning how to feed their dogs raw food, the benefits, the pros, the cons, and she's really honest. So when something goes wrong, she doesn't kind of shove it under the carpet. It's like, well, I tried that. It didn't work. and I think that's good. I think people really appreciate it when you're kind of like, yeah, well, okay, skip that part. Skip line three. So we were talking before the show. Kimberly and I both have cats. And a lot of my followers get a little grumpy with me and say, hey, you don't talk about kitty cats enough. So I asked Kimberly if she does the same with her cat as far as feeding as she does with her dogs. And I got this very quiet, no. And I laugh because my cats are the same. I have tried making raw food for my cats. You know, I can grind up food for my dogs all day long, and they're like, woohoo, they put something in the bowl. You know, and your cats are just like, wait, what's that? I'm going to eat that? They might stick their foot in it and then shake it off like, oh, God, you know, or they just turn their nose up and walk away without even trying. So, I think you have figured out, based on your one little kitty cat, that dry kibble's not the way to go for the kitty cats either, correct?
Correct. After much shaming on Facebook for feeding my dogs raw and still feeding my cat kibble, because I was just like, he won't eat anything else. I've tried. And it's funny because last summer I was like, okay, I'm going to give this another shot, and we're getting you off of the kibble crack. And it took probably 3 to 4 months of just trying different. I spent so much money on canned food, just trying to find one that he liked. First, it's figuring out the texture. What texture does he like? And then which proteins does he like? And which brands does he like? And it came down to one brand. It has to be in the pouch. It can't be in the can. He can tell the difference, apparently. And I've tried to, like, branch out and try different things. It's like, well, this is in a pouch, too. No. You are insane. You take that. I think he has four or five brands that he'll eat, one main one that he's like, no, I need to have that. And then he has a certain treat that he has to have at 5 o'clock, between 5 and 6 o'clock every day. He starts meowing the house down for this. and I'm just happy that he's no longer eating kibble.
Exactly. It took me 6 months. My young cats, I started them out on raw, so they were bottle babies. I have three. Mm-hmm. And we still call them the kittens, but they're like 7 years old. So, but they were bottle babies, and so when they started eating, they kind of ran over to the bowls that our spaniels were eating out of, which was raw food, and they were like, hey, you know, we'll share. And the dogs are just like, all right, we'll move over. So it's very simple. When you start kittens that way, it is so easy because they recognize it as food. When you have a cat that was raised on dry kibble, they don't recognize that raw food as food. You would think, like, oh, boy, it looks like, you know, the mouse that you just went out and caught. It doesn't.
Exactly. Yeah. That's just it. As I'm looking at him like, you caught and ate a mouse. Right. Why are you not? I let it get to room temperature.
I've done everything right.
It's not like it's frozen on you. I mean, the dogs are eating cold food. Why won't you eat what you're biologically meant to eat?
I know.
And he's just like, yeah. Insane lady.
He's like, could you put a little sugar on that? So, you know, and that is one of the problems. A lot of the particularly the canned processed pet foods do have appetite enhancers added to them. Mm-hmm. And so the kitty cats are like, well, I like that. But I think for a lot of us, and you said you do the same thing, the freeze-dried raw is a fairly easy way to get the kitty cats to change over. And while it's still not the perfect food that I would like to feed, it's a lot better than kibble for sure because it is more species appropriate. So for those of you who get mad at me for not talking about feeding cats, it's because they are such stinkers. They are just so finicky. I will tell you that it is absolutely worth getting them off the kibble and changing them over. And Kimberly and I, you heard, it took me 6 months with mine. It took her 3 to 4 months with hers. Mm-hmm. It's not an overnight thing. You can't starve them into it. So, but once you get them off of the kitty crack, then it's like, oh, yeah, I'm so proud of myself.
Yeah, exactly. I feel like I got lucky, and but he's doing well. But yeah, the reason why people ask me too, why don't you write more about cats? And it's like, well, one, I don't know anything about cats. And two, every single thing I would write would not work for other people because,
yeah.
I mean, yeah, every dog is different. Every cat is definitely different.
Yeah, and they are not small dogs. And, you know, people want me to write recipe books for cats. I'm like, I'll write these recipe books. There'll be 40 recipes in there, and you'll try them, and your cat will lick it once and then walk away, and then you'll be mad at me because your cats don't like what I make for them. You know, my own cats are that way. I cook for them. I grind raw for them. And, you know, what I'm making for the dogs, I hand it over, and I use very high meat diets so they'd be appropriate for the cats. And I'm like, here, you guys want to try this? And they look at me, and like I said, they give me the kitty finger and walk away. They're miserable.
Like, stop trying to kill me, woman.
Yeah, yeah. Can you, hey, put that processed stuff in the bowl. Oh, man, cats. So that's why we don't blog about cats as much, because they're very difficult. They are, you know, you got. I love my kitty cats. And it's funny, at one time I was more of a cat person. I had 8 cats and 1 dog, and now I have 8 dogs and 4 cats. So. So maybe in a different life, I was more of a cat person, but yeah, they're just tricky. So, okay. So now you have 4 dogs and they're all raw fed. So the 2 siblings, were they started on raw at the beginning or were they moved on to raw later in life?
The first 2, they started raw, when they were, I think 3 years. Yeah. They were 3 years old when they started raw. And then the second 2, Scout and Zoe, they were eating Purina when we picked them up in the morning, and they were on raw when we got them home 8 hours later. We got them in Idaho.
Perfect.
And they've been on raw ever since. So, and it's what's interesting is just the difference in their health. So Rodrigo and Sydney, who, I mean, they don't have tons of health issues, but, you know, they have had a laundry list of health issues that were helped with the raw food diet. Scout and Zoe don't get sick. They have no issues.
Right.
And they're 4 years old today, actually. Today's their birthday.
Aw, well, happy birthday, kids. They're Halloween kids. So
yes,
I know this isn't playing on Halloween, but we're recording on Halloween.
Yeah.
Well, that's very cool. You better go grind up something for a party. I don't know, a nice big raw meaty bone, something.
Exactly.
Okay, so let's talk about what kind of supplements do you add to your raw diets, what kind of, because I know you've got a lot of really cool stuff in your freezer, so what kind of extras do you add to the diets for these guys?
Oh, this is such a great question, because this year is the first year that I kicked most of the supplements to the curb, because I started learning more about the nutrients in whole foods.
Yeah, absolutely.
So I still add a fish oil, but I alternate it with raw fish once I found a good source.
Perfect.
And, you know, and then I do the canned sardines that are in water with no salt added. But what's funny is once I started finding raw fish, the canned sardines, I hate the way they smell. I'd rather just eat the raw fish. I buy canned oysters boiled in water for the omega-3 fatty acids. For digestive supplements, I like kefir and goat's milk. And for joint supplements, I give them duck feet and beef trachea and bone broth and golden paste and green lip muscle powder, and just I keep it as minimal as possible. You know, as far as purchase supplements, there's only a couple of them that, like, there's one that Sydney definitely has to have, and it's basically as a result of her 3 years on, you know, of annual vaccinations and on a kibble diet and all the damage that did. And then Rodrigo has a pancreas supplement that he has to take every day.
Right.
But the younger dogs, they just get basically whole food for everything.
Now, with the Rodrigo having to have a pancreas supplement, do you feed him whole pancreas?
I actually do occasionally. The problem with the whole pancreas is that I can order it. Well, at the moment, I can't order it. It's not available. But when I order it, I have to use it pretty quickly, and it comes in a really big chub. So I don't think I can use it fast enough for him. And I worry about giving it to my other dogs, giving them too much pancreas, because I was told that it could cause a problem. So what I do is I get this, it's an Oregon tripe blend that has pancreas in it. But
oh, cool.
It's just not enough pancreas to really
solve
be a substitute
problem.
For the supplement.
Yeah, yeah, because I've got my old guy, Scout, who's 16, my Scout, developed severe pancreatitis after he had his ear canals removed from his chronic, you know, 15 years of disastrous mess. And then he had to be on steroids, and that caused just a nasty, nasty pancreatitis. And so at this point, you know, all of his food has to be low fat, which makes me a little crazy because his coat has gotten really dry, and I'm just not happy with it. But, you know, any kind of oils just really seem to set him off. I've finally been able to get, you know, so this is a sliding scale with everything that we do, and it's a, you know, kind of a game that you have to play to figure out for each individual what works. And so I've finally been able to get some fats back into his food by giving him egg yolks. He can tolerate those. But I just started, in the last month, adding beef pancreas to his food. And he's been much better. And I'm able to get my pancreas in little one-pound chubs, so it's not so bad.
Yeah, that's what I need. If I can get it in one-pound chubs, it would be heaven for me.
Yeah, it's a lot easier.
2 or 5 pound chubs, and it's just too much.
Yeah, that would be way too much. Yeah. Yeah, so, you know, I can use that 1 pound chub in making, you know, a humongous batch of food. I can put that in there, and it works pretty well. But, you know, we're, you know, so Scout and Millie, my other 16-year-old cocker, 2 16-year-old cockers, I'm a fool, they're doing great, but they're both, they need cooling diets. They've just got so many chronic inflammatory problems that they came with from years of abuse. But as long as they're on their cooling diets, they do well. So they eat rabbit most of the time. But I actually just ordered some alpaca, which is a warming food. But I thought, you know what, we're going into the cold season. I think we can mix a little in and warm it up. And, so I'm excited about that because it's a really lean meat. And, you know, I feel a little bad for the alpacas, but I guess I shouldn't feel any worse for the alpacas than I do for the cows.
Yeah. And I do the same with emu because emu is a warming food.
Right.
And what I'll do is I'll get emu with duck fat because my dogs, none of them have problems with fat. So I'll get with duck fat, but then I also blend it with either duck necks or duck wings to get the bone in there. And since duck is cooling, I sort of feel like it sort of evens it out. And then, coming into the cooler months. In fact, this week, Rodrigo, who I always say is a hot dog, and I avoid, he does good on venison, though, but I usually avoid lamb and any of the other warming or hot proteins with him. But right now he's eating lamb, and he's doing great on it.
Good.
Because the weather's cooling down.
Yeah, and that's the thing, you know, that's why I love the energetics of the food and the Chinese food therapy, because, you know, we can change the diet as the weather changes and kind of preempt some things. So that's, you know, I worry about my old guys who are, you know, going to start getting old and cold. You know, we're coming into the cold season, and it's looking like it's going to be miserable this winter. I'm not excited. I'm thinking me and the dogs, we should head south. we'll let Hugh come because we need him to drive the motorhome. And he does the cooking, and he's just a fun guy to have around. But yeah, I think we need to head somewhere warm. I'm not a fan of this cold weather stuff.
I know, because I always tell people, it's like I love learning about the energetics of food, but I always tell people who are new to raw feeding, it's like, don't start there. It'll explode. You know, after you have other things buttoned down.
Let's just figure out how to get the right, you know, meat, bone, and organ.
Focus on your sourcing and, you know, and getting everything that, because I'll get emails from people that are just like, oh my God, I'm trying to figure this out. And I'm like, why? Why?
Take a step back. Step back.
That's graduate level work. Leave that alone.
Exactly. All right. We need to take another break for our sponsors. We'll be back, and we're going to talk about Kimberly's new book when we come back. Everyone, stay tuned to Dr. Judy Morgan's Naturally Healthy Pets.
Interested in learning more? Visit Dr. Morgan's website at www.drjudymorgan.com, where you'll find detailed information about her blogs, a schedule of her upcoming speaking engagements, free information about integrative and holistic medicine, as well as an interactive forum where anyone can ask Dr. Morgan a question completely for free. Visit her website today to join the mailing list, where you'll find exclusive information and promotions only available to those select subscribers. Dr. Morgan is an accomplished author, having published several books about veterinary medicine and home cooking for your pets. You can find From Needles to Natural, detailing her journey from practicing traditional medicine to understanding the healing power of holistic practices today on Amazon Prime, as well as What's for Dinner Dexter and Canine Kitchen Capers, which are two great recipe books that you'll find both delicious and entertaining. When it comes to our pet's health, you can never be too careful. We invest significant time in ensuring that they have long and happy lives, but it's important to invest the same dedication into our own longevity. The key active ingredient in Dr. Morgan's wellness formula, Pure New Zealand Deer Antler Velvet, is now available as a standalone human-grade product. Life Deer Antler Velvet is a whole food supplement rich in calcium and collagen to support healthy joints and strong bones. Our products prioritize purity, ethical harvesting, and quality sourcing above all else. Visit DAVLife.com to learn more and order your first bottle today.
Tune in to world-renowned author, speaker, and holistic veterinarian Dr. Judy Morgan, and now radio host of Dr. Judy Morgan's Naturally Healthy Pets on syndicated Dream Vision 7 radio network every Monday and Tuesday, 7 a.m. and 7 p.m. Eastern Time. Not sure which vaccinations should be given or how often? Not sure which food is best for your individual pet? Find out the answers to your questions in this weekly show where Dr. Judy interviews top experts and showcases the latest products that will help your pets stay naturally healthy.
Does your dog have bad breath? Tired of spending money on expensive dental procedures? Try out Dr. Morgan's Dental Drops today and save money while maintaining your pet's oral health. With New Zealand Deer Antler Velvet as the primary ingredient, Dr. Morgan's Dental Drops are effective for treating stomatitis, gingivitis, and ulcers. You can purchase Dr. Morgan's Dental Drops directly from Amazon Prime or from her website, www.drjudymorgan.com. Dr. Morgan's wellness formula for dogs and cats provides multiple health benefits in one product. Made with all natural ingredients sourced from New Zealand, this supplement can be used routinely to maintain overall physical and mental well-being. This product is particularly beneficial for the maintenance of joint health, nerve and brain function, skin and coat health, immune function, gut health, and liver health. Find Dr. Morgan's wellness supplement today on Amazon Prime or at her website, drjudymorgan.com.
This is Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, uniting mankind with universal love. Our shows are created from the heart, bringing each listener to a place of divine enlightenment. Breathe, relax, and enjoy. Let life flow.
Hello and welcome back to Dr. Judy Morgan's Naturally Healthy Pets at DreamVision7Radio.com, where you can hear our show every Monday and Tuesday at 7 a.m. and 7 p.m. Eastern. Today I'm interviewing Kimberly Gauthier, and she is a blogger and apparently an accountant for her day job. And her blog is called Keep the Tail Wagging, and it's all about raw feeding and Kimberly's journey with her four dogs and the cat. And, you know, starting with kibble and annual vaccines and traditional veterinary medicine, and found, you know, a lot of the limitations that go along with feeding a diet that is not species appropriate, with giving vaccines that are unnecessary, and, you know, treating with medications that are basically causing more problems than they're fixing, so the problem really never goes away, and you're treating the symptoms over and over and over. So, Kimberly, over the past, would you say, 4.5 years?
Yeah.
Is that about what it was? She has literally become an expert, and she's done her research, and she's, you know, gotten the background and the training, and it's because she's an accountant and she can do spreadsheets. And she was able to organize and keep track of everything that she learned. But we all got very lucky because Kimberly took all of that information that she's been blogging about for the past 4.5 years and made it into a book. And it's a great book. It's called A Novice's Guide to Raw Feeding for Dogs. And it's great. The title says, inspired by the blog, Keep the Tail Wagging. And it's great because it kind of talks about the journey from, hey, this is what I was doing, and, well, that didn't work. And, you know, this is how I got from point A to point B. And then it's very simplified, you know, how to kind of get from point A to point B. So what made you decide, Kimberly, that this needed to be a book?
Well, I tried to write a book a couple years ago, and it was a horrible failure. The entire experience was terrible. It turned into just basically a big, you know, marketing, you know, platform for a brand that I used to buy from, and it was just horrible. But I still wanted to do a book. And every April, I challenge myself. There's a thing called, it's called Blogging from A to Z, and it's a huge challenge that tons of bloggers get involved in, and I do it as well, and I call it raw feeding from A to Z. And I always wanted to turn that into a book where I just go over just different things that people talk about. So this year, earlier this year, I asked my group, you know, using the alphabet as a guide, what questions do you have? And people started saying, talk to me about eggs and talk to me about, you know, liver health and what diseases are cured with raw feeding. And I took all of that feedback and created the A to Z. And once I got that finished, I did the start and the finish, and I just kept working at it and working at it because I wanted to make a book that someone who either doesn't know anything about raw feeding or is brand new to raw feeding can pick it up and they will feel engaged, they'll enjoy it. You know, it won't be talking down to them or make raw feeding this complicated, you know, unattainable, you know, thing that you can do with your dogs. I just wanted it to be fun and easy because, you know, at first it felt so overwhelming to me, and I think it's because I was listening to too many people. And, you know, as we talked about earlier, everyone has a "you have to do it this way" or right. "you know, you're just killing your dog." And I wanted it doesn't have to be that way. And right. 4 years later, I don't even think about it. I just feed my dogs, and my dogs are healthy, and I take them in. Their blood work comes out great. I mean, and it doesn't have to be complicated. And I was hoping to give a product to people to show them you can do this. It doesn't have to be complicated. It's not going to answer all of your questions, but it's going to give you a really solid foundation so that you're no longer afraid to feed your dog raw meat.
Yeah, I think that's the big thing. I get that question all the time. People say, "Ugh, I'm scared to death that I will leave something important out and my dog will die of malnutrition because he didn't have enough, you know, manganese, or he didn't have enough zinc or enough calcium or vitamin A or what, you know, whatever it is." And I think that there are a lot of people out there who do make it very difficult and do scare people. You know, when you say to people, it has to be, and this part of this is the marketing by the pet food makers, you know, it's become this big marketing ploy. Well, every meal has to be complete and balanced 100% or your dog's going to die. And I mean, my gosh, if I had to live by that rule, I would eat a lot differently. Because let me tell you, what I had for breakfast, it was a really nice smoothie. I call it a green smoothie, except today's was red because it had red pepper and goji berries in it. But, you know, I had this wonderful smoothie. But was it 100% complete and balanced? Absolutely not.
Yeah.
You know,
I get the questions all the time where people want to know, how do you calculate the 80-10-10? And I'm like, why do you want to?
Yeah, exactly.
You know? I can tell you how to, but why do you want to? Because if you really don't want to, feed them like you eat. Balance over time.
Yeah, and you know, and I think that so many people have been scared by the fact that it has to be exactly this. And, you know, I'm kind of like, well, you know, I'm in the ballpark. It's pretty good. Hey, look, my dogs are 16 years old. I think they're doing okay. You know, and these are dogs that came to me later in life with just chronic, disastrous medical problems. You know, and every one of these old kids who comes my way, I'm like, hey, this is a good challenge. Mm-hmm. And, you know, at this point, especially like with the monkey's house, with the hospice dogs, like, no, we only want the ones that are complete disasters. We only want these, you know, these dogs that nobody else is going to give them a chance. And, hey, this is a good challenge for us. And having that challenge just makes us get better and better at what we do. You know, and so part of it is just being willing to kind of take that first step off the cliff. And, you know, maybe you just get to the top step and you're like, okay, I'll dip my toe in here and I'll try, you know, one meal of this. But I, you know, I like the fact that, you know, I think the book is kind of supportive for people who are like, well, I don't really know where to get started. You know, can I just try a little bit of something and see what happens? And, you know, like you said, it can be disastrous. You know, you oh my gosh, he's got explosive diarrhea. Well, it's a big change for the gut. The gut, you know, but on the other hand, every rescue dog that I bring home, kind of like yours that you brought home that were on, you know, kibble in the morning and raw at night, I do that with every single dog we bring in. I don't have kibble in my house. Usually when they come with, you know, a bag full of God knows what, it's so disgusting I won't even look at it. So I always do the quick transition with my guys. And, yeah, sometimes we get diarrhea, you know, partly because they just, you know, their gut is just not used to it. Their gut doesn't know what to do with it.
Yeah.
So, you know, you just – and part of that is purging. You know, part of it is, I have so many toxins in my body, they're leaving. you just can't get scared by that. You know, you just got to say, okay, this could be a little bit of a nightmare for a couple of days. But I will say, in my experience with my guys that I've brought in, I don't think I've ever had anybody get diarrhea. I've had a couple that got a little constipated from bone.
Yeah.
And it, you know, it's just they're not, their gut isn't used to that. You know, they're just used to, you know, dogs that are dry kibble fed, depending on the quality of the kibble, but dry kibble in general, they're going to make a lot more stool. You're going to get it just this huge stool volume because it's not nearly as well digested. They're going to digest maybe 60 to 65% of the kibble food that they're eating. And so that makes mountains of poop if you have large dogs. Luckily, I have small dogs. but still, it would make a lot. And when you go to raw feeding, it is so much more well absorbed and the stools are so much better. It's like, man, I'd much rather pick up those.
Yeah, and you can learn so much. It's funny because I tell people, it's like I am an expert in my dog's poop. I have my boyfriend trained that if he's outside with the dogs and someone takes a dump on the yard, he comes in and he tells me, yes, this is where it was, this is what it looked like, you know, and stuff. And if I don't trust what he says, it's like, well, point me in the direction. I need to go find it. And we live on 5 acres, and I will be out there hunting it down. Because it's just like, I need to know. And, you know, and that's how I guide how everyone's diet is. I learned that from Rodrigo because I was always on, you know, poop monitoring duty with him to figure out where he was with his gut. And it's so funny because I tell people this who are brand new to raw feeding, and I can see their eyes like, oh, my gosh, this is too much. And it's just like, yeah, it's really not. It's like you'd be amazed. There are so many things you do without thinking about. You brush your teeth without giving it much thought of, am I getting enough plaque off my teeth? You just brush your teeth. Eventually, you reach a point where you just feed your dogs.
Yeah.
And it's really not that big of a deal. You said something earlier where it's like it's the pet food industry that is making it so complicated by telling us that it has to be complete and balanced. And it's like, according to whom? And are you saying that every single dog is the exact, they need all the exact same nutrients? And it's like, cause I don't think that's the case. It's just like even with our 80-10-10, that's our jumping off point. And then we adapt for each dog. I mean, so it's funny because once people actually believe you, because I think that's what it is no one, everyone's holding on to that, you know, the complete imbalance. And it's like once they realize, oh, so I'm not going to kill my dog. I mean, gosh, I went 4 years without adding enough zinc to my dog's diet. I just started adding oysters like a couple weeks ago.
They haven't died. And their coats look okay. Well, and, you know, it's funny. You know, and unfortunately, the veterinarians are a huge part of the, oh, no, every meal has to be complete and balanced. And here you have to add this synthetic supplement to every single meal in order to make it complete and balanced, which just makes me crazy. But the veterinarians are trained by the pet food companies, too. So, you know, oh, my gosh. So everybody touts this whole complete and balanced every single meal. And yet I have clients who come in and say, oh, I've been cooking for my dog for the past 5 years. And, what are you cooking? Chicken and rice? Okay, what are you adding to that? Chicken and rice? Any vegetables? Oh, no, he won't eat vegetables. Any vitamins? No, why would I do that? So literally chicken and rice. Yeah, chicken and rice. Did you get any treats? No, he eats chicken and rice. You know, 5 years later, and you look at the dog and go, huh, still running around. It hasn't died. You know, and that's pretty close to malnutrition, but he's not getting what he needs, but it doesn't kill them. And so I think people have to be a little bit brave and be willing to take that first step. And for those who are afraid of raw, I know there's a lot of people who get really, really nervous about the whole bacterial thing. And it's funny, when barf diet first became popular back in the 90s, you know, people would come in and ask me about feeding the raw and doing the barf diet. And I was in the same boat of, oh no, bacteria. Oh, I'd be very worried about that. And I talked people out of it. And then I started feeding it and I went, well, I'm a fool. You know, and so, but for people who are nervous, fine, gently cook it, steam it a little bit, do whatever it is that you need to make you feel comfortable. Because that's kind of where I started, and then I, you know, jumped off and said, oh, this is pretty cool. And so I teach clients how to cook all the time and how to make raw and, you know, do whatever makes you feel comfortable. If you're really nervous, you have small children in the house, you have, you know, immunocompromised adults in the house, and you're worried about feeding raw, fine. Gently cook the food. It's going to lose a little bit of nutrition, but believe me, you're not sapping every nutrient out of that food. It's still going to be 100% better than any kibble that you're going to buy.
Right. 100%. And it's funny because I always tell people, it's like, you know, do what's right for your dog and that,
exactly,
you know, within your comfort zone. Because
exactly,
I think that a lot of people, they belong to these groups and it's just like, you know, people will say, you know, we see people who still feed a partial raw, partial kibble diet.
Right.
And although I'm not on board with a hybrid diet, if that is what your budget allows, and if that's where your comfort level is, and because that's where I started, I, for 3 months,
yep,
I fed raw in the morning and kibble in the evening, you know, then if that's what you need to help you build confidence to get there, then get there and do
exactly
it. And just don't allow strangers, as I always remind people, don't allow strangers on Facebook who have no experience with your dog, who don't know what your resources are, who don't know what your finances are, to talk you out of feeding raw, because that's
right,
ultimately, I think everyone means well, but
right,
it's like, you know, everyone's coming to the table with their own personal experience.
Right.
And I mean, years ago, I've talked people out of feeding raw because I was just like, that's not a balanced diet.
Right.
I didn't know any better. And
right,
today, I'm just like, if someone comes to me and says, hey, I found chicken on sale, and so I bought a ton of it, I'm like, good for you. You
yeah,
know, I might mention, did you get any organ meat on sale? But if they didn't,
right,
then, you know, maybe you'll get some next week. But
yeah,
it's just like, it's not the end of the world.
Exactly. All right, well, we are just about out of time. And so for those of you who are interested in learning about making your own raw food and getting started, Kimberly Gauthier's book is A Novice's Guide to Raw Feeding for Dogs. It is available on Amazon. Her blog is Keep the Tail Wagging. It's a fun read. Kimberly, thank you so much for joining us today on Dr. Judy Morgan's Naturally Healthy Pets. We'll see you next week at DreamVision7Radio.com, Monday and Tuesday, 7 a.m. and 7 p.m. Eastern.
That's all for today. Find more answers to your questions next time on Dr. Judy Morgan's Naturally Healthy Pets, every Monday and Tuesday at 7 a.m. and 7 p.m. Eastern Time by going to DreamVision7Radio.com. Join holistic veterinarian Dr. Judy to discover healthy options for raising your pets in a more holistic manner. Visit DrJudyMorgan.com to learn more.
This is Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, uniting mankind with universal love. Our shows are created from the heart, bringing each listener to a place of divine enlightenment. Breathe, relax, and enjoy. Let life flow.